Simon & Schuster presents Onyeka and the Rise of the Rebels by Tola Okogwu. Read by Nneka Okoye. To God, to whom all the glory belongs. Chapter 1. I'm in a room. It's hot, dirty, and cramped. There are no windows, and the only source of light is a naked bulb hanging from the centre of the ceiling. A red, black, and green flag, with half a yellow sun in the middle of it, is attached to a wall. It looks similar to the flags that decorate the campus at the Academy of the Sun. On the floor near my feet is a single mattress where a small girl, no older than 6, sleeps. Her dark coils rest against a stained sheet that used to be white, and the tattered blanket covering her rises gently as she breathes. She looks ill. I'm waiting for someone, but I don't know who. I drop down to the mattress, my eyes drawn to the girl. A sheen of sweat covers her skin, but her face is relaxed as she sleeps. I reach out, running a light hand across her forehead. She's hot. Suddenly, her eyes open. "I'm hungry," she moans softly. "I know, Chidinma," I reply gently. I don't understand how I know this, or how I even know her name. I also know I have no food to give her, and that we're running out of time. Then a loud banging on the door shatters the silence, and Chidinma stiffens. "Stay here," I whisper to her. Chidinma nods, and I head to the door. I take a deep breath and open it to reveal a teenage girl with hollow cheekbones, one of our neighbours from downstairs. My stomach tightens at the fear stamped across her face. "The war is lost," she says in an urgent voice. "You should leave the village while you still can. There's a bus departing soon to take people to safety." I look back at Chidinma's weak body lying on the makeshift bed. There's no way she'd be able to walk. "I need help.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?"